T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We made it to Friday. The Brewers get a win. The Bucks get a win. What a decent night last night. Saw the inside the park home run out of Christian Yelich. That was a lot of fun. Jimenez goes into the net, kind of hammocks himself. Good stuff all the way around. Brewers back at home at Miller Park, getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Reds. You've got the Bucks that get a win over the team that's kind of been a thorn in their side this past season. That's the Miami Heat, and they did it with really kind of a tale of two halves. The first half was just a sloppy, lackluster performance. The second half, man, that was the Milwaukee Bucks team that we've been pining to see, outscoring their opponent 20-5 on an opening run in the second half, and to close things out on a 20-5 run as well. Bucks get a nice win. They clinch the East as the number one seed, and now they just get ready for the postseason. Good stuff there as well. In the meantime, news coming out of Green Bay that the first couple of games for the Green Bay Packers will be without fans in the stands. I know this is disappointing to Packers fans. I get it. Do you, how do I put this? Our world has changed so much. I don't know when we're going to get back to what we consider to be our sense of normalcy. I mean, we can have conversations, I guess, in the world of vaccines and will you take it? I was asked yesterday, you know, when do you think the mask mandate's going to go away? I said, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to go away in a month or in 2 months. Do we just wait for the cases to fall? Do you wait for a vaccine? I don't know. I really don't. And I go back to the amount of information that we have. I think there's so much misinformation out there. Or so much contradictory information that we don't know what to believe and such. But precautionary-wise, I get it. There's more television revenue money at stake for the NFL than there is just simply fans in the stands. So, therefore, even without fans, the NFL is still going to make money. I know they want to eventually put fans in the stands. But the first couple of games looks like there's not going to be at Lambeau Field. And the tailgating experience doesn't trickle down just from the NFL. And I had mentioned this in the last hour of the show. You think about this. No tailgating at Miller Park. Downtown businesses and restaurants for Bucks basketball in Milwaukee. You're not getting that. You're not getting the remainder of that season. You're not getting the postseason. You're not getting the excitement, the bars, the restaurants, the pro shop, all that stuff. You're not getting any of that. You know, now the pro shop is open, but it's not the same as if you would get walk-up business the day of a game, you know? And then, you know, it depends on Milwaukee. Milwaukee has become very tight. You've got a lot of things going on in Milwaukee, okay, from the sense that I get outside looking in. Now, I live in the Waukesha area out near Brookfield, which is just west of Milwaukee. We're a little bit different here than we are downtown Milwaukee, but as you travel the state, people don't want to go to Milwaukee. You know, the masks, not a lot going on. the potential of the protests and the riots. People don't want to get caught up in that unless, of course, you're in it. And then you want to be a part of it. There's a lot of things that people outside of Milwaukee fear. So Milwaukee, unless you're going there for a game, people aren't going to Milwaukee. And that's a shame because it's a beautiful, beautiful city. It truly is a gem in the upper Midwest. It's got a lot to offer. We didn't get the DNC. Whistling Straits, not active right now, getting ready for what would be a tremendous Ryder Cup with tourists and such all throughout the state of Wisconsin, not just Milwaukee and not just Sheboygan, but all throughout the state of Wisconsin coming into the state. The airports would normally be flourishing right now. You'd start to talk about golfers setting their sights on Whistling Straits. There would be this amperage, this buildup, you know. And then you talk about the ancillary. You talk about people driving from Stevens Point, stopping off at a Quick Trip, stopping off at a local convenience store, stopping off at a grocery store, grabbing the coolers, grabbing the stuff to tailgate with, heading down, spending money on gas, heading down, spending money on food and tailgate fare at Miller Park, or heading over and spending the night over at a hotel to watch Bucks basketball. Now trickle that effect up to Green Bay and what it's going to mean to fans in Green Bay and to stores in Green Bay and to businesses all throughout that area. I'm not even talking about, you know, the people that charge you to park in their yard. I'm talking about in general, just the economic impact of not being able. Now, there's still going to be some home parties. I think we're going to try to make it feel, and I did this for baseball again last night. I sat down and I watched. I was ready to watch the Brewers. So I grabbed a little tailgate fare, threw a couple. I was stopped over at Robert's Specialty Meats last week, and I grabbed some extra sausages and such. They had that special where you bought three packs, you got the fourth for free. So I bought some extra packs of sausages. Sat down last night with some Al Capone sausages, a little marinara on those things. Sat down with a little Parmesan cheese. Was great. That was my night. But I'm trying to do something different. I'm trying to do something that still keeps you into a routine, still makes you feel like you're getting ready for the game, like you're that fan, like you're tailgating, like you're But the situation is different. Now, I'm supporting a local business in Roberts. I'm not, because I've been a little under the weather. I'm not, you know, drinking and such, because the you know, the advice was don't do alcohol right now, and I'm not, just because I've had kind of the bronchial thing going on. But still, I tried to make it as much a sense of normalcy as possible last night. Sat down and watched the game, enjoyed the – it was a beautiful night last night. Sat down with the dogs. Dogs each had a bone. They slayed in the yard and chewed on the bones last night and chased a few rabbits around. That was it. It was a good night. But we're still not doing the economic impact downtown. We're still not doing the economic impact up in Green Bay. Not going to be. Just a lot of things that just – you got to figure out a different norm. And that's what the NFL is doing right now. They're saying basically no fans in the stands for the first couple of games of the season. And I think what we're all hoping for is that there's a vaccine. And the sense that I get is that most people are going to say, you know what, I'm not going to take it right away, but I hope everybody else around me does, and then we'll find out if it works, and then we'll kind of go from there. But I think our new norm is going our norm is going to hit once we realize that there's a vaccine that works and it becomes kind of like the flu. You have a shot at getting it, but chances are you're not. And you take the vaccine, it should prevent you from getting it. They do have cures for this kind of thing. And the flu can hit people with certain respiratory ailments and immune deficiencies and such harder than others. But for the most part, you're not dying from it. You know what I mean? So you're trying to stay away from it. And so hopefully that they find a vaccine for this thing, and then we can kind of get back with our lives. And I don't mean to sound arrogant, because it's like, well, we just need to get back to our lives, because there's a lot of life going on right now. It's just that I think we're not going to see fans in the stands of any kind of large gatherings anytime soon. And it's sad. It really is, which means that probably October maybe is when you're kind of targeting putting fans in the stands again. Maybe you'll see it a little bit earlier if the numbers continue to fall in certain areas. Maybe you'll see it earlier, say at Miller Park. You'll see, you know, 5,000 people that are allowed into Miller Park, something like that. But as of right now, man, nothing. That's disappointing. Nothing. No fans in the stands. What's that going to feel like on a Sunday? Now, I want to ask you, I want to take it a step further. I want to ask you, are you Are you doing something at home now? Are you got a different ritual? Are you getting ready for games? Because Sunday, it would be from going and tailgating Sunday at Lambeau Field to what? Are you staying at home? Are you setting up the tailgate? Because you're only going to set the tailgate up for so long, and then the cold weather's going to hit, and chances are you're not opening your garage door wide open. Well, maybe you are. Hell, I don't know. But usually you're not going to open your garage door wide open and let the cold air into the house. So then what? You know, are you going to the bars to try to hang out and wearing the mask and everything? Or what, you know? God, this is just going to be such a weird fall. 2020 can't get over fast enough. I just saw a post about Wisconsin State Fair. We'd be in the midst of the Wisconsin State Fair right now. We'd be broadcasting live from Goose Island right next to the Budweiser Pavilion. We'd be out there doing the reviews of the cream puffs and the big giant blue ribbon brownies and such, and doing our show there and seeing people walk by. And it just, it this year just sucks. Sucks. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy Flooring Polyurea Coatings for residents, business owners, industrial as well. They can get it done for you, and they warranty it for life right here in our own backyard. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Will you change your tailgate scene, so to speak, if there is no, if they're not going to allow fans for the first couple of games, but if they're not going to allow fans in for the NFL, then what? What are you going to be doing? Especially if you're a season ticket holder. You know, I mean, it's got to be disappointing, right? Or maybe you're just kind of like, whew, I didn't want to go anyway. I didn't want to lose my tickets. I didn't want to do anything. I'm just going to let it ride, sit at home, enjoy the games, and hopefully the Packers get some wins. But are you going to be doing things differently? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show continues on. The Quickery Donuts. Man, those things are so good. Stop in a Quick Trip. Grab some today. Don't forget our friends at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus reminding you, less than a week away, there's only a few tickets remaining. We're going to be at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club in the Chippewa Valley coming up next Thursday. Next Thursday, and it's our cigar dinner, and looking forward to it. It's outside, socially distancing, going to have a lot of fun, tell a lot of great stories. Grab yourself some dinners, some free beverages, also some free goodies along the way. You're automatically entered for some raffle items. They give away a ton of stuff. Looking forward to it. It's so much so much fun. There's so much fun to share stories and to chat and just have a good time, and I can't wait. Can't wait to get there at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club up there in the Chippewa Valley, going to be in Eau Claire. Next Tuesday night, and then I'll be there all day on Wednesday, all day on Thursday, and back in the Milwaukee area on Friday. We're going to talk more about the NFL and possibility of not having fans in the stands. A couple of things that I found interesting. When you see a story about a white supremacist motion in sports, you're kind of like, wait a minute, what? Ryan Christensen, the Oakland A's bench coach. Now, there's video of this. If you go to ESPN.com and read the story, he apologized for unintentionally making a gesture resembling the Nazi salute. And you're like, what? They get a win over the Texas Rangers. And you know how everybody's doing kind of like the elbow bump, okay? Well, he's trying to do it to where he's like putting his arm up to where guys are like tapping elbows as their arms are straight up. Well, remember what the Heil Hitler sign looked like when they stuck their arms straight out? You know, like up above your head, but straight out. It's kind of what he did. And he didn't do it intentionally. He wasn't trying to make some kind of a Nazi gesture. But he was seen on camera extending his right arm as the team was making their way off the field. He's doing it to kind of engage guys, you know, to try to do the high elbow bump. And closer Liam Hendricks then corrects him. To fit what the rest of the team was doing, and that is lower your arm and put your elbow out. He was just trying to do it up high, and it came across as if he was greeting Hitler. And he's like, look, I made this mistake. He said, it never dawned on me. And he said, also, I was just trying to change things up. No intent, but it was in today's climate, man, we are so sensitive. And you see guys all the time where instead of just putting your elbow out, when they run past, they stick their arm up like they're making a muscle, and then you bump elbows. Okay? You saw it the other night with JT Realmuto when he ended up bumping elbows at the end of the night with Bryce Harper. Same thing, where they have kind of like the arms are up like you're making a muscle, but they're bumping elbows. But instead, what Christensen did was put his arms straight out. And it is, I shouldn't say it's funny, but it's when he does it, you're like, oh, God. Oh, God. And you just know. We have become a society that is unbelievably sensitive when it comes to things like this. We're so ready to crucify somebody. We just are. And he did it, and he was corrected, and he kind of giggled about it. He's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you could see his reaction. And but yet it became a pretty big story. So whenever you hear somebody say that, you know, we apologize for making a Nazi salute, you're like, what? And that's where we're at today. So anyway, it is something that I wanted to mention, but I didn't want to kind of dwell on because, you know, as players have come to his defense to say, look, this guy's not a racist. He just, you know, made the mistake of the way he positioned his arm. So there you have it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, by all means, go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. In the meantime, you've got Jim Harbaugh, yelling at Ohio State's Ryan Day in the conference call. I don't know if any of you have seen this, where Harbaugh is accusing Ohio State of cheating, and Ryan Day's like, oh, why don't you go ahead and worry about your own team, you know, which I found rather funny, but Harbaugh basically saying that Ohio State was doing some things that were a little bit outside of the rules, and, you know, most people are kind of like, Harbaugh, why don't you worry about your own program just because you can't beat them? And so that has been something that when you talk about on-field instruction, this is what Harbaugh is accusing Ohio State of. Right now, it's supposed to be Zoom classroom stuff. And Ohio State's done what they call some walkthroughs, and Harbaugh's saying, like, they're getting an unfair advantage. And Harbaugh is accusing Ohio State of breaking the on-the-field instruction rules because NCAA rules do not permit on-field instruction to take place until today. And there was some video that Ohio State was doing some walkthrough stuff, but it was, quote, not organized. And Ryan Day basically said, you know, worry about your own team. You haven't been able to beat us. Why don't you worry about your own team? So Harbaugh whining already that somebody has an unfair advantage, which I find funny because Harbaugh is constantly barking, and we all know that. Then again, I understand in these parts specifically, Harbaugh is not the most liked guy around. And in addition to that, Ohio State's certainly not the most liked team around. So it's kind of like pick your poison, who you want to hate on the most, but you get where I'm going with it, right? These two teams, these two cultures can't stand each other to begin with, and now you've got infighting there as well. I did like the fact that Day said, you haven't been that successful against us. Why don't you worry about your own team and not worry about us? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Our buddy Steven Richfield writes in the Wendy's email inbox, he said, good morning, happy Friday. What a great Thursday it was for local sports teams. After a rough first half, the Bucks came back in fantastic fashion. It was great to see Chris Middleton get in a groove, and Giannis, well, he's just Giannis. As far as the Brewers go, the solid pitching continues, even though they had a couple of rough days, and the bats are starting to show signs of life. I agree that Yelich continues to see the ball the way he did last night. He'll be on the cusp of going on a tear. I don't think you'll see another intentional walk to him at the plate anytime soon. Let's go out and take it to the Reds this weekend. Taking 2 out of 3 would be a great way to go. A sweep would be even better. Have a great weekend at Steven Richfield. And I had mentioned this that, I was sitting here, and normally, God, if it's Get Up on ESPN, they are LeBron all the time. Mike Greenberg and company couldn't have their lips sewed any tighter to the rear end of one LeBron James because they can't talk about him enough. However, I'm sitting here today and I'm watching, I got some televisions on in the background, and I flip over and it was under the headline Freak Show, highlights and discussion about Giannis. And I'm thinking to myself, finally. Now, he had to have a good game for them to finally say, okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about him. But it was a legit, genuine discussion about the MVP and about if he leads the Bucks to a championship and about what it would mean. And it was just – now, it was first take. It wasn't get up. But it was just pleasurable to see finally after – and I sit here with the television on. I flip back and forth all day long. All you ever hear about is LeBron. Can the Clippers beat LeBron? Is LeBron going to be able to lead his team to a championship? Is LeBron going to get him back in the postseason? Is LeBron – I mean, it's just on and on and on. LeBron taking a social stance. LeBron sitting in a big chair doing his Zoom conference call. What kind of chair is LeBron in? I mean, it's just – it's on and on. Nobody ever mentions the reigning MVP. Nobody ever mentions the fact that he's going to be the MVP yet again or the fact that the Bucks are a damn good basketball team. It's just all LeBron all the time. So it was good to see a little while ago, finally, the Bucks and Giannis getting a few more props. And they were talking about Chris Middleton and the game that Middleton had. And he's right, you know, talking about Steve, who just wrote the email to us. Big night last night from both Middleton and Giannis. Both guys saying after the game that the only obstacle in our way from winning a championship is going to be us. What it is we need to do is play better, hustle more, play tighter defense. And they did all of that in the second half of that ball game last night. They played inspired basketball last night. So maybe that was them putting the train back on the tracks, and that would be the best scenario of all because they needed that last night. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at the Timberstone Resort, Timberstone Championship Golf Course, also the Four Seasons, WI.com, our friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort up in Pembine, Wisconsin as well. And those are the places, by the way, that really kind of invented social distancing. And if you want to get away and do it naturally, the Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort, you can avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or that secluded island fun spot with a lot to do, plus casual and fine dining, and it's all within an easy drive. It's a one-tank trip, and it's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, they got that large indoor saltwater pool. It's a very historic, very cool, stoic place. They've got a 9-hole golf course. It's an executive right there on the island. Easy access to miles of ATV trails, surrounded by water. So if you want to fish, if you want to kayak, you want to rent a pontoon, you can do that as well. Then there's Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan. Golf and ski resort, the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, by the way. And it's right next to Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's a lot to do off the course as well if you don't golf or you just want to golf one day and then do other things. There's whitewater rafting and hiking and boating and a lot more. And right now, you buy 2 week nights, you get the third week night free. Buy 2 week nights, get the third week night free at either resort. So visit pinemountainresort.com or thefourseasonswi.com. Again, that's pinemountainresort.com or thefourseasonswi.com. And look for the season of savings rate when you're booking your getaway today. But you got to hurry because the offer ends at the end of September. Get in, get it now. That's thefourseasonswi.com or pinemountainresort.com. When we come back, speaking of Chris Middleton, we're going to hear from him. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I don't know who's the biggest challenge for us, but I know that probably the biggest challenge for us is ourselves. You know, it's how we're going to play, how hard we're going to play. Are we going to play for one another? Are we going to defend hard? Are we going to be able to rebound the ball? Are we going to make that extra effort? Are we going to dive on the floor? It's all about us. It's all about us.
All about us. It's all about us. That's coming from Giannis, saying that they are their own worst enemy and they're the stumbling block to not reaching the finals. Hopefully last night might have been the jumping off point because certainly in the first half of that game, they were a little bit lethargic. They weren't hustling to the point of the shot. Defense was not good. And then all of a sudden, coming out in the second half, they played Bucks basketball. And it was an energized, almost an angry bunch of Milwaukee Bucks players who got the job done last night. And they clinched the best record in the East. They knock off the Miami Heat, who has already beaten them twice earlier this year. And now they just kind of set their sights on who their next opponent is going to be heading to the postseason. But now it's just getting your work in, getting yourself ready. and getting it ready for the postseason for what you hope to be a finals run. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Feel free to go ahead and do so. In the meantime, Chris Middleton, and he had some things to discuss after the ball game last night. We're going to hear from him coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. Also, by the way, when you talk about the Bucks getting the win last night, this comes to us from Nancy. And Nancy writes, do you think Giannis is going to take offense to all the talk about LeBron? I heard you discussing it earlier. I don't think necessarily that he's going to take offense. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think the fact that he is not being talked about as much, maybe it throws a chip on his shoulder. I don't know specifically. But my assumption is that, you know, the more that they continue to talk about, you know, Chris Middleton or LeBron over Giannis, and between Middleton and Giannis just not getting much respect, if I'm one of those guys or both of those guys, I'm going out with something to prove. You know? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, by all means, go ahead and do so. This one's from JR, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, I think the Bucks are going to be the team to beat coming out of the East. I think the Clippers are the team that could beat them in the West. I would love to see them beat LeBron, but which team do you think they fear the most? I don't think they fear either. I don't think they fear either, to be honest with you. I would be shocked if the Bucks feared either. I would certainly say they match up better with the Lakers. I think Kawhi and company are extremely tough and deep, probably the deepest team in the West, but I don't think they fear either. Meanwhile, Middleton said Giannis told him that the lob, last night with that lob, it's going to be there. Here you go.
Giannis told me, you know, the lob's going to be there, so throw it. I read it late to try to get up to a spot and end up pinning too much force on the pass and got in for him. But you see on the next play down, I found a way to find him because he called it. He knew he was going to be open on that screen, and he trusted me, and that's what we're going to need from him.
In the meantime, he said the difference between the first and second half, this is what they needed to do defensively in the second half.
It's just the effort. I mean, we all spoke about it, and I think we realized we just weren't playing our best basketball. We were, you know, one or two steps behind on everything. So the main focus is coming at halftime, just, you know, play harder, play better. I mean, everything on there was way too easy, and we weren't being ourselves.
I like the fact that there was that recognition that they weren't being themselves, and you had to play harder, you had to play faster, and you had to kind of get up to speed. They feel, though, and he says, look, Middleton says he thinks that they're starting to get back to what they were prior to the break before COVID.
I think we're getting there, but at the same time, our focus is not to be, you know, that team we were in the first half or, you know, at whatever point in the top of the season. It's all about being better, being sharper, being smarter. That's the only way we have to be in order to get where we want to get.
So last night, Middleton's solid performance, and he was asked what he does to kind of prep himself for some of those big offensive nights when the Bucks need him.
Watch your film, you know, working with my coaches, that's been, you know, another part of my workouts and whatnot, reading the defense, you know, finding little tricks to get myself to the free throw line a little bit more, not always relying on, you know, my jump shot at all times, being able to put on the floor against great defensive teams and making plays.
Last night, Middleton, by the way, 33 points. He was 9 of 14 from the field, 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. He was 10 for 10 in the free throw department. Meanwhile, Giannis still dropped 33, but 13 of 17 from the field. A big over beyond the three-point line last night, 7 of 9 from free throws. So not a bad night at the charity stripe for Giannis, but not good at all beyond the arc as well. In the meantime, Middleton says that, you know, look, they've got the Defensive Player of the Year in Brook Lopez. They're playing some decent defense.
I think we definitely have the Defensive Player of the Year on our team with Brook. I mean, he covers up so many mistakes. He makes it so hard for guys to score in the paint, on the post, on the block, wherever. When he's on that court, he's a problem. And we need that from him. He knows it. He knows we have confidence in him. He has confidence in himself. As long as he's, you know, doing what he's supposed to do, I think we're going to be all right.
And then Chris Middleton last night dishing out a few compliments, giving it to some of the unsung guys, and a guy like Wesley Matthews who's come into this situation and has played pretty well. And Matthews last night, when you look at what he did, he put up 9 points, 3 of 4 from beyond on the field, 2 of 3 beyond the arc. But just gave him some quality minutes, a couple of decent boards last night, and just gave him a burst when they needed it at times. And he talks about Matthew's play.
A lot of people don't understand what Wes goes through, gets his body through, how tough he is. I mean, I do love some of those matchups, but I know he's the better defender at times. So, you know, he wants that challenge also, and that's what we love. He doesn't want to back down. He wants to guard the best player and shut that player down as best as he can, no matter what. And when you got a guy like that that's, you know, laying on the line, sacrificing everything just so somebody won't score or the team won't score, I mean, it makes you go harder for him and everybody else around us.
In the meantime, you got the two guys that are coming back, both Bledsoe and Pat Connaughton. Between them last night, they dropped 20. Connaughton had 11, 9 points for Bledsoe. Bledsoe playing 23 minutes, Connaughton playing 21. They're getting their legs under them, and that's something that Chris Middleton alluded to.
Those guys haven't played basketball in a long time, just like we had until our first scrimmage game. So it's good to see them out here now, getting more minutes. And you see the more minutes they get, the more confidence they have to, you know, be their normal selves. Which is going to be key, something that we definitely need down the stretch.
So there you go. The Bucks walk away with a 130-116 win last night. They knock off the Miami Heat. The Bucks clinch the best record in the East, and now they just continue to hone themselves as they get ready for the postseason. But Giannis playing 30 minutes, Middleton playing 34 last night. Those are the top 2 minutes getters. Lopez, by the way, I should say, ended up with 32, but everybody else 23 for Bledsoe, 23 for Wes Matthews last night, 21 for Williams, 24 for George Hill, 21 for Pat Connaughton. DiVincenzo got 16 minutes last night. He was 1 of 4 from the field, 0 for 1 beyond the arc, ended up with just a couple of points. But good to see Pat Connaughton, George Hill as well, too. George dropped 9 points last night, but Pat Connaughton ended up with 11. Bledsoe ends up with 9, and not a bad. And Bledsoe with a couple of steals last night and 5 assists. So he not only was he getting it done, he put up a couple of decent shots, but he also distributed the basketball pretty well last night, a couple of times coming out of the corner and kicking the ball back out. So good stuff there as well. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, please feel free to go ahead and do so. But the Bucks last night with a solid performance in the second half of that ball game, and thus walking away with a victory. Hey, a lot of ground. I'm going to be traveling again next week, and whenever I get out and about, you know this, I'm trying to fill up with the E85 or the unleaded 88. When it's available, which almost it always is, if it's traveling, and I haven't been to the studio too often lately, but over in that direction or between stations that air the show around the state, and you can see the corn. It's huge here in August, and whether it's feed corn or fuel corn or it's sweet corn for you and I, regardless, there's a lot of farmers out there growing it specifically for ethanol, a motor fuel. And I've told you about the 20-year-old myths and such, you know, right? I've told you about those. All you got to do is dispel all the myths, get the facts. Go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers are still hurting big time. And the survey shows that during the COVID pandemic, a lot of us are more cognizant now of buying local. Buying things that are locally produced. Unleaded 88 and E85, they are exactly that. They are fuels for your car that are produced by farmers and manufacturing workers and truck drivers and dispensaries right here in our own backyard. It's an easy decision when you think about it. And if your car is less than 18 years of age, you can almost certainly run unleaded 88 through it. And if it's got the green flex fuel badging or the E85 badging on the back of it or on the gas cap, run E85 and save yourself a little bit of money. Visit abetterfuel.org for more information. That's abetterfuel.org for more information. And don't miss this chance to be an advocate for the farmers and the refinery workers and such right here in our own backyard. Do your part. Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you an update on the PGA Championship. You're going to hear a report from Mike Clemens as well, as he's covering everything that is the Green Bay Packers, getting them ready for their physical portion of the training camp and ultimately the regular season, at least for the first couple of games. It's going to be without fans, but Mike Clemens is going to give you the update. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now,
a Green and Gold training camp update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers will continue to work on film, weightlifting, and conditioning. Matt LaFleur says the team's first practice isn't until August 17th.
We do have a schedule mapped out. Kind of like I told you guys the other day, though, it's going to be very, very fluid. Right now, we're planning to go out and have our first practice next Saturday.
The Packers picked up right tackle Rick Wagner in free agency. Wagner grew up in West Dallas and played for the Badgers before stints with the Ravens and the Lions.
Just playing in the league for 8 years now, just growing up in the state, I know that this is a special place.
And the Packers announced there will be no fans in the stands for their first two home games at Lambeau Field because of the pandemic. Lambeau Field has a streak of 350 consecutive sellouts dating back to 1959. Team president Mark Murphy.
When you step back and you look at it, Mike, roughly two-thirds of our revenue comes from our broadcast. The first priority is getting the games in and getting them on television.
I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. Our good friends over there at Quick Trip reminding you the Quickery Bake Shop cookies on sale. Also, the Kitchen Cravings 5 ounce sirloin steaks, 3 for $5. The pothole pizzas are there. And whenever you purchase anything from our friends over there at Quick Trip, don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card and start earning some points and some cash back over there from our friends at Quick Trip. A lot of the big names in the PGA Championship have not gone off yet today. They're going to be going off a little bit later on today. Tiger Woods, 5 shots off the pace as of right now. He goes off a little bit later on this afternoon. But a lot of the guys, Tony Finau, who is 4 shots back, he's later today. Who else? Bryson DeChambeau just got underway a little while ago. Brooks Koepka, the defending champion, he is 3 shots off the pace. And he goes a little bit later on today as well. But a lot of the bigger name golfers have not been out on the course as of yet today. We'll keep you up to date. Dustin Johnson goes off later on today, 6 strokes back coming in today's play. But a lot of those guys have not hit the course as of yet. But a lot of good golf. It was interesting. I was sitting here watching it a little bit last night. I thought it's the U.S. Open that is covered by NBC. The PGA Championship, I believe, is CBS. Because remember, Fox gave it up to NBC after just getting into it for a couple of years. And I just couldn't believe that we couldn't watch it. ESPN carries the afternoon coverage, but they don't carry beginning to end coverage, except for like on the ESPN app, which I think stinks. Nevertheless, as of right now, you're not watching it anywhere, but you'll have it later on this afternoon. And really, that's when a lot of these guys are going to be going off. Rory McIlroy, the same. He's at even par coming into play today. And you just started to go through that entire list of players. Ricky Fowler is one over. And he just got off the tee box a little while ago. Who else here? Give me some other names that you might recognize. Jim Furyk is a couple of shots over. Bubba Watson, the same thing. So Phil Mickelson, 2 over. And he's at even par through 4 holes so far today. He got off. He was one of the earlier guys. Steve Stricker, as a matter of fact. He's 2 over par. And he goes off later on this afternoon as well. So just a few of the guys that are still waiting to go off. The bigger names are going to go off later on this afternoon out in San Francisco at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, as a matter of fact. So that'll happen a little bit later on today. It's a little bit warmer there today anyway. Yesterday was kind of a nastier day. Today, though, it's a little bit warmer than 60 degrees, like 63, 64 degrees out there. Yesterday, it was just a foggy, cool blech. It was kind of a mess. It didn't look great. But today, not warm by any stretch of the imagination, but warmer than what it was yesterday. So that's going on today as well. 855-830-8640. Coming up here in the next hour, we're going to get into the Top 5 Friday. Our Top 5 Friday, we were talking about Davante Adams throughout the week and how Davante Adams looked at Alan Lazard and said Alan's going to be the number 2. And then we started kind of talking about, statistically speaking and Pro Football Focus speaking, Alan Lazard ranks more as a third or a fourth and really a true number 2. To what Davante Adams has. So we started thinking about duos, quarterback and wide receiver combos. And you can think about some of the top 5 of all time throughout the NFL. So give me your top five on a top five Friday, your top five quarterback receiver duos. That's today, the top five quarterback receiver duos. And that's coming up here after the top of the hour. Also, the bottom of the next hour, Mo Egger from ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. And we get the lowdown on the Reds. And he and I had a chance to chat when we were out in spring training a little bit. But they've got strong starting pitching, but the bullpen has let them down. Their offense has been a little bit up and down as well. But their starting pitching is very, very good. But their bullpen has been the Achilles heel, and they gave up some runs again yesterday in that contest against Cleveland. Now Cincinnati comes to town, and they're ailing just a little bit. If the Brewers can get through the first couple of innings and remain close, you get to that bullpen. That bullpen's been giving up runs in bunches. So we'll talk with Mo Egger of ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati coming up here at the bottom of the hour to kind of get the prospect for the Brewers and the Reds coming up this weekend at Miller Park. And then also coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes from now, the whole final hour of the program, going to be a good one. Kevin Holden, the sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee, he's going to be here and make his weekly visit. And then we're going to talk with Mike Clemens and get the lowdown on the Green Bay Packers for the remaining portion of the last hour of the show. And we're going to talk a lot of Packers football. We'll get his thoughts on some of the better duos that he has seen, too, in Packer Nation. But that being said, we're going to get Mike's thoughts as this team continues to effort towards physical practices and the likelihood of this season culminating. I mean, not just getting underway, but culminating and being able to do it and do it right, and what the optimism for the NFL season is after coming out of a couple of teams that started to see the outbreaks in Major League Baseball and then were able to put their arms around it and stop it, at least for the time being. So we'll talk with Mike about his optimism as well for the upcoming NFL season. So that's all coming up at the Top 5 Friday. The top five duos, wide receiver, quarterback combinations of all time. Top five quarterback, wide receiver combinations all time in the NFL. Since we were talking so much about Devontae Adams and who's going to be the second to him and how well he and Aaron Rodgers have worked together and where Devontae ranks. So I thought, well, you know what? Let's do this. We'll look at some of the better quarterback, wide receiver duos of all time. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. That is coming up next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.